The United States has spent billions of dollars over the years in helping with health strategies all across the world. What we learned over time, and especially after coming here, is that oftentimes, and I'm oversimplifying it, but this is an accurate description, what would happen is we would go to a country and say, we're going to help you with our health care needs. Then we would drive over to Northern Virginia somewhere, find an NGO, one of these organizations, give them all the money, tell them, go to this country and do their health care program for them. That NGO would then take about, you know, some percentage of that money for their overhead and administrative costs. And by the time it got down to it, the host country had very little influence. It was sort of imposed on them. And only a percentage of the overall money ever actually reached the patients and the people on the ground that we were trying to help because of these costs. This makes no sense. So why are we hiring American and international NGOs to go into other countries and run healthcare systems that are parallel and sometimes in conflict with the healthcare systems of the host country? If we're trying to help countries, help the country. Don't help the NGO to go in and find a new line of business. And so that's what the model that we're breaking. We're not doing this anymore. We are not going to spend billions of dollars funding the NGO industrial complex while close and important partners like Kenya are either have no role to play or have very little influence over how healthcare money is being spent. Bottom line is, if you want to help a country, work with that country